Blog Talk Radio.
This is your host, Kenny Smith, and you're listening to KDTN Radio 1's Music and Review. And today is January the 10th, 2015, and we're going to be talking a little bit about fantastic artist by the name of Bessie Simmons, and that's Bessie with a V as in Victor, Bessie Simmons. So anyway, we're going to get this show started. Anyway, it goes like this. I was, happened to be listening to an article, listening to an article that was on a podcast, and he was mentioning Bessie Simmons, and it was from the days of back in the early, I should say back in the middle 70s, and when she substituted in a part of a group called the Shirelles. And, you know, Shirelles had a lot of big smash hit records, you know, Dedicated to the One I Love, and tons of other songs that was on Scepter Liver. So while she's a part of that group, and it was a splinter group, and you know how splinter groups work. You get four or five members in a group, and they all disagree, and they all run off and start their own group, i.e., for instance, as Eddie Kendrick's Temptations, and there was David Ruffin's Temptations, and there was the original Temptations, there was Richard Streeter's Temptations, Richard Street, I should think is his name, and just like with the Shirelles, they split up into several groups. And each original member had their own version of the Shirelles. Now, one of the versions of the Shirelles included Bessie Simmons. All right. And as time would go on, you know, it went to court. It went all the way up. It became a federal lawsuit. It went all the way to the United States Supreme Court. This is quite a unique situation about groups. Okay, so back in 1975, she was ordered to cease and desist. Now, she's having been members of the Shirelles backup group, basically, several times. But this particular case, what made it interesting was that when the only original member of her Shirelles group quit, Bessie continued on. Now, she was pressured into continuing on basically by the money, by the dates, and by the promoter. So, she basically, you know, I guess was involved in it, but it really wasn't her issue because she was just part of the group. So anyway, as things go, as they say in Hollywood, the beat goes on, she got stuck. And, of course, the label of the fake Shirelles, which basically is not her legacy. So anyway, what happened is that she ended up working for free. And all the money she made eventually had to be turned over to the original Shirelles group. But that didn't stop her from maintaining her own legacy as a member of the Ribbons. So anyway, what we're going to do here is that if you've never heard of Bessie Simmons, we're going to give you a little bit just to whet your appetite. So this is how it works. When you got a hard career, okay, that you've been working on since you was like 12 years old, and I mean a hard career too, And you make it to the point where you've been on a number of labels. And if you go to our website, you'll find out that, oh, she's been everywhere. So, but it comes down to me. When I was president and CEO of D-Town Records back in 1995, I had an opportunity to meet with Bessie and got a deal to distribute her label, Simco Records. Now, this is how my whole story comes down to. There was a posting a number of years ago about who is D-Town Records and why were they claiming to own or control my auntie's music. Who are they? And they had no rights. So it was just in the early days of social posting, and I had signed up with Twitter and a couple other little crazy little accounts. So whatever you typed in, it got posted like all over the internet, like instantly. I never said anything derogatory, but what I did tell the young lady who was complaining about me exploiting her auntie's music, and why did I have rights to do that since it was not my rights at all. Of course, she didn't know that, but she was just talking on the side of her neck. But anyway, I went on to tell her that, one, I had a deal with Miss Simmons to do digital distribution on her product. Alright? And it was on television. So the deal was made on Channel America at Merle Fankhauser's show. And it was Merle was taping down in Los Angeles, and we all got together. Marvin and Johnny, Bessie Simmons, Jewel Aiken, Mars Bonfire, Frankie Irving, some other groups. Okay, so we're all down there hobnobbing and having a good time on Merle's nickel. And this is how I ended up representing Frankie Irving and Bessie Simmons. Okay, so it was not that I was out of my element. But I wanted to tell this young lady that she better be glad and thankful that I was pushing her auntie's music and that I was exploiting it tremendously, hot and heavy, so that she could get paid. You only get paid for plays, right, on radio and internet airplay, you know, that comes around, even on YouTube and whatnot. And this is all generates money that's paid to the publisher and to the artist's account. But since she was not a member of any of the clearing houses, and basically she didn't know nothing about the music business at all, I wanted to tell her that, hey, you better be glad and thankful that I'm exploiting your auntie's music, because one, you get paid for it. You know, but I never got a chance to hear anything back from that. And of course, it all ceased and desist. I never heard a word one way or the other. So anyway, the other issue came out was that, was Bessie Simmons, was she ever a member of the iCats? Well, we know one of our friends who are a member of the iCats, and her name was Connie Butler. And we recorded and produced Connie Butler in our early days of D-Town Records. And she was a dancer with the iCats. Just craziness, you know. Bessie sang background. She did vocal sweetening on everybody's stuff. I mean, everybody. Bobby Sanders was a big producer during those days, and Bessie worked all the time adding those beautiful vocals, those church choir vocals in the back of most of these groups. And I tell you what, I'm happy that her voice is still hanging around. And the article is called Vessi Simmons, The Journey Is Never Over. And Vessi, we love you. The journey is never over. So anyway, we're going to just play some music that's available on the internet all over the place. And here we go, Vessi Simmons. Thank you for listening.
the dawn of a brand new day. You are the soft moon glow. You take the dark away. You are the melody of the song I sing. Your love is the flowers grow, the cool evening breeze caressing me tenderly, sheltering me through each day, taking my cares away. Through your eyes I see the beauty of everything. You're everything I need. All I'm searching for. You're everything I need. My guiding star leads the way.
There you have it, the legendary Bessie Simmons. I hope I did her some justice. I tell you what, a great singer for all times. You can't stop a great voice like hers. And history, okay, history writes itself. If you're good, you are good. Okay? And that's all I can tell you. If you're good, you're good. And Lee Rogers would say that. Yeah, there's been rumors, and I guess I'll confirm them, that D-Town Records will be transferred over to the BHE Enterprises out of Atlanta, Georgia. It is going back home to the Hanks family. And We're going to wish them well. And it's been taking about a year to get everything straightened up, but hey, it's going to be all good. And they're going to continue the legacy. So anyway, this has been your host, Kenny Smith, and we've been talking about Vessie Simmons. And we want to thank you for listening, and we hope to see you again. See ya!